Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We are, by and large, a nation of immigrants. We must remember that the blood of immigrants flows through all of our veins. I want to join my colleague thank the president for enabling us to gather here.
She said, Greta. She said, Greta. She said,
kick out of that, but I do. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Now let's have some Blue Monday on the Savage Nation, because people will be very upset without it. It's become part of the geography of their brain every Monday to hear Michael Savage's Blue Monday by Fats Domino. While Fat was still cool. Or the Obsession hit. It is. I got so much to talk about tonight. Some nights are better than others. Tonight's a good one. Tonight is a very good one. I'm on the cusp of a vacation and on the cusp of the holidays. I love this time of year. Things are good. Cusp of the January 1st new show. Cusp of a change in the last phase of my radio career for the better. The cusp of great things. Now, Friday I did a show on... I'm going to cover the vitamin lie today that came out late tonight from the Annals of Internal Medicine. It's a completely fraudulent study put out by the vitamin and antivitamin industry, a completely fraudulent study. So here's what I want you to understand. If you're a liberal, I want you to believe CNN and not take any vitamins. If you are a liberal, I want you to believe CNN and throw away all your vitamins on the assumption it's a waste of money. Please, do Michael Savage a favor if you're a liberal. Throw all your vitamins down the toilet. If you love America, I suggest you continue to take megavitamins. And for those of you who don't know anything about the subject, I will enlighten you tonight, because I went past the headlines. I'm the only one in the media who can do it, in the sense that the others are not in this field, and I have been in it for many years, 40 years. And when I cast my eye over the actual study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, the researchers themselves said that the study itself is not reliable. Why? Because of the non-compliance of the subjects in the study. Did you hear what I'm saying? In other words, they did the study themselves, the doctors, not the schmucks at CBS, not the illiterate, the science illiterates at CNN, who said multivitamin researchers say case is closed after studies find no health benefits. That unto itself is a mark of ignorance. The first rule of science is no case is ever closed. So when you see a bunch of shills like this, shills for the drug industry, who tell you vitamins are no good, soda is no good, salt is no good, but marijuana is great, and all sorts of prescription drugs are wonderful. They're drug peddlers. So CBS, CNN jump on the study and say, case is closed after studies find no health benefits. Well, the statement itself is unscientific. All scientists know that no case is closed. It's the same BS that you heard about global warming. Case is closed. Man is causing global warming. How many times did you hear that from the fraudsters? So, as I say, if you're a liberal, don't believe a word I'm saying. Throw your vitamins down the toilet. I want you to believe CBS and CNN. I want you to stop wasting your money. I want you to throw your vitamins in the toilet if you're a liberal. On the other hand, if you're a reasonable, rational human being, you will listen to what I'm about to tell you. The scientists and medical doctors who did the study themselves. Check out the Annals of Internal Medicine where the study actually appeared. Not this written by the idiots at CBS. They said the noncompliance amongst the subjects was so great that the study had no validity, basically. Now, number two, this is the same thing that the Mayo Clinic did years ago. The Mayonnaise Clinic, again, is a tool of the AMA and of the drug establishment. The Mayonnaise Clinic, years ago, tried to disprove the great genius of our time in medicine, Linus Pauling. And they did so in, of course, a fraudulent way. The Mayo Clinic said that they did a controlled study of vitamin C, et cetera, and they found it have no use whatsoever. What they didn't tell you was the dosage was too low, number one, and the source and quality of vitamin C was never described. That is like saying driving a certain car is the same as driving every other car. Vitamins differ in quality just as does booze, whether it be scotch. You could buy $5 scotch or $500 scotch. So why shouldn't the same thing be true in vitamins? Not all vitamins are the same. So the quality, is it active or inactive? Was the vitamin C active or not active? We don't know. So the same with this study. We have no idea if the vitamins were valid. Maybe they were sitting in the back of a truck in Mexico in the heat, in 110-degree heat for a year before they used them in the study. Would you know that? No. Therefore, the study is flawed. So I'm giving you a little version of it. There's a lot of politics coming later on the show and a lot of other things. But I'm giving you just the vitamin thing first. So I'll ask you a vitamin question, which is this. Would you continue to take vitamins after this fraudulent study put out by CBS, published by CBS saying case is closed? Who do you believe? Who do you believe? CBS, CNN, or Michael Savage? Who do you believe? Dr. Michael Savage, who spent 40 years in this field and has a PhD sufficient to understand the study. I didn't say that I'm the greatest genius on earth, but I can read the study. I guarantee the schmucks at CBS and CNN who wrote this article at the behest of the drug peddlers can't even read the study and understand it. So that's number one. And then I want to say this. People ask me many times, why do I do radio? How did I get into it? And I said, jokingly sometimes, that one of my role models is the great French writer Voltaire, going back several hundred years. And Voltaire was asked why he writes. And he said, I write to express the foibles of the Parisians. They're so absurd. And he was hated for it. That is why I'm hated in California, why I'm hated in San Francisco. And I'll get to that in a few moments, because there was a garish party of the worst kind last night on Pacific Heights for Gordon Gekko's 80th birthday. Gordon Gekko had an 80th birthday party last night on the Pacific Heights. And if you take a look at the pictures linked up from the SF Gate on of all the, quote, society types, I mean, it's filled with the miscreants, the prostitutes, the inheritance cases, the non-productive citizens of the world. And what kills me the most about the Gordon Gekko party, when you look at who attended, you understand why Voltaire continued to write about the foibles of the Parisians the way I write about the foibles of San Francisco. There was Nancy Pelosi. You got to see these pictures. You have to go and see them. You have to see the pictures. A picture is worth 10,000 words. And you will not believe what I'm trying to tell you. It's unbelievable to me. The socialist infection, masking itself as a form of liberalism that has spread across the United States, began here on Pacific Heights, probably in Gordon Gekko's toilet. Last night there was a birthday party for Gordon Gekko, and it confirmed my suspicions. It was glorified in the social pages of the local news rags. And it was a true celebration of the so-called social elite, the upper liberal crust. Composer and philanthropist Gordon Gekko, or shall I call him Gordon Petty, opened his Gold Coast home right next to Nancy Pelosi to 600 people to celebrate his 80th birthday. Now, what's interesting here is that Mr. Gekko was forced to skip the gaudy show of wealth that he put on last night 5 years ago because of the down economy. But apparently now the economy is doing so well that the pure liberal evil and the faces of evil, not even a touch of evil, if you look at it, it oozes out of the pictures. $25,000 dresses talking about $25,000 dresses talking about the immigrants. I didn't see any illegal aliens invited to see Se Puede's party last night. They talk about global warming while flying in their Gulf Streams all over the world. They profess vegan diets and the wonders of veganism. Meanwhile, Gekko served lamb chops. Nothing has changed in the 150 years since this outpost of civilization called San Francisco came on the map after the gold rush. San Francisco is still filled with these vulgar individuals living on the wealth of their grandfathers, offering nothing to the society other than their own opinions of how you should live. In 49, the miners came. In 51, the whores. And when they got together, they produced the native son. I didn't write that. That was someone back in the 1850s. And that was it. So that's something else that Voltaire would understand. Now, the thing that you have to understand is that if you look for my character, Michael Savage's character, among the pseudo-illiterate journalists and the illiterate writers of our age, you will find me characterized as a monster. A monster. But the fact of the matter is, if you really want to know my character, you have to actually try to discern it. If you look for the real character, you will see I am possessed of good nature, filled with humanity, greatness of soul, fortitude, and almost every virtue. That's who I really am. That's among those who I let near me. It's the Savage Nation. My inflexible perseverance towards the truth will never end. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. 855-400-SAVAGE. Again, we'll go back to the main story of the day, and that is the vitamin story. Came out today in CBS, the illiterate morons at CBS, who probably flunked out of fifth grade science, leapt on the study, never even looking at the Annals of Internal Medicine. They wouldn't even know to go to the primary source. The journalists, so-called, don't even understand what that means anymore. But I went to the primary source, the Annals of Internal Medicine. And the study itself concludes in the synopsis that the non-compliance was so severe that you can't trust the conclusions. And that was the way of the authors who took the money probably from the drug companies to even do it, to save some of their own integrity. That is to say, don't even believe what we're writing because it's all garbage. So as I say, if you're a liberal, I would say, please do me a favor, make my day. I want you to go to your vitamin chest. I want you to flush all of your multivitamins down the toilet because I want you to believe CNN and CBS. They're worthless. The case is closed. If, on the other hand, you're an open-minded individual and you want to listen to what I'm having to say to you, I suggest you continue to take multivitamins because I can guarantee you you'll live longer and healthier. Question, will you continue to take vitamins after reading this horrible, flawed study? And by the way, this attack upon natural products is not happening by itself. The pharmaceutical industry has never gone into overdrive like this in my lifetime. I've never seen anything like it. They're attacking any method that a person has of elevating their mood, let's say, from a drink like a soda. They're saying soda will poison you. Take Adderall or take some other horrendous addictive prescription drug. They'll even rather have your son on marijuana than on a vitamin. That's how sick the so-called medico-pharmaceutical establishment has become. So who are you going to believe? CNN or Michael Savage? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
So the lead topic tonight is the flawed lie about vitamins are no good. And, you know, this case is closed. The first rule you learn in science is there are no absolutes. I learned that in the ninth grade. Apparently, they didn't teach that to the reporters at CBS and CNN. Whenever you hear case closed, you know it's a fraudulent study. That's propaganda. It's unbelievable. It's like the Lysenko affair in Russia, what's going on now in America. You have to understand what I just said to you. We have almost no science left in the country. It's all politics. So who do you believe? Well, I'm giving you my opinion. That's all. Based only on 40 years of reading the literature. So if you want to believe a moron who went to the Columbia School of Lies, go ahead, believe it. Throw your vitamins in the garbage. I'm amazed that I get paid for doing what I do for a living. I mean, seeking the truth and my commitment to it is amazing how much I love this. As I say, some days are better than others. This is a good day. My inflexible perseverance in stating what I think is right is what keeps me going. And when I see a study like this, I've got to come in and step into the breach. Also, it's also near the end of the dark year. The nighttime show will come to an end. I'll be off next week, but I come back for New Year's Eve. Mark it down. I am doing my last night show. I'm having a party on air New Year's Eve right on this time, in this time, on this station. We're going to have an on-air party. I don't know who I'm inviting yet. I don't think it'll be Gordon Gekko. But nevertheless, we're having an on-air party. And then January 2nd is the live drive time show. And to celebrate that, I had new pictures taken. Unbelievable. Go to michaelsavage.com. You want to see quality? There I am. Teddy's right next to me. He's, you know, my dog is my co-pilot in this case. I mean, I don't believe, you know, I mean, I believe in God, but saying dog is my co-pilot. There he is in the right seat. And we're both looking straight ahead with my hand on the wooden steering wheel of the old Jag. It's an incredible picture with boats in the background. My friend Dmitry Stroganov, the artist who painted Teddy, took the picture. It's astonishing. There's the new image for the new show. We're driving to Drive Time. And then I wanted to talk about real heavy-duty politics today, like McCain in the Ukraine. I've never seen anything as stupid as this man. McCain is either senile or worse. Something is very wrong with him, what he's doing with the Ukraine. This moron goes to the Ukraine and says that they should look to the West, not Russia. Now, we can debate this, but for an American meddler like this lunatic to do this again, after he tried it in Egypt and almost got lynched, they almost buried him in the Nile River for what he did. They overthrew the dictator that we put in power, Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood fanatic, and they said they'd rather have the military than our so-called stooge, Morsi. And McCain goes over there and tells him, oh, no, no, you want Morsi back. They almost threw him in the Nile. Now the old bum, by the way, McCain is ashamed to the McCain lineage. The grandfather was a great admiral. The father was a great admiral. These were great men. This one was the mental run to the litter. I've never seen anything like this guy. Something must have gone wrong in this guy's... Something went wrong, and I don't ridicule the handicapped. I had a handicapped brother. But something's wrong with this man. From setting off the rocket on the forest wall and killing all those men, pressed the wrong button, whatever. All the way to now, he's still pressing the wrong button and setting off Zuni rockets on the stage, on the political stage. This guy is a disaster. Do you remember what happened when the U.S. idiots try to tell the Republic of Georgia to break away from Russia? Do you recall what happened? Does anyone know what happened? Remember, this was not too long ago? Well, Russia said, oh, yeah, go ahead, make my day. A lot of people died. They didn't let Georgia break away. So here's McCain going to the Ukraine and saying, go ahead, break away. Follow democracy. Break away and go to the European Union. We'll treat you like doormen and prostitutes. That's all that's going to happen. If the Ukraine joins the EU, they'll export their women as prostitutes to London, and the men will wind up as doormen on the Dorchester Hotel. And Russia will crack down and people will die. McCain, one man's opinion. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Something's wrong. I feel good tonight. It's the old Buddy Hackett joke. I don't know what's wrong. I can't ascribe it to anything, a change in my diet. I don't know what it is. I feel good, and something's wrong. I don't get it. The news is horrendous. The world is aflame because of Obama's insanity. Democracy, they call it. Libya's on fire. It's reduced to tribalism. Egypt almost fell into the Nile and the Mediterranean because of Obama's insanity. Syria's on fire because of these insane people. Now they're trying to push the Ukraine to look to the West and join the EU, not Russia. And that idiot McCain sure gets around. My God, what is he on? Who's his doctor? I mean, what do they have this guy on? Does he not understand what he did with all of the other mistakes he made? What can I tell you? I have a question about Ukrainian women. They're known to be amongst the most exotically beautiful women on the planet. Everyone knows that. This, you know, like stunning. But if you look back, like post-war, Stalin era, why did they all look like babushkas, 195 to 235 pounds? What is a dietary change? Are they all on chlorophyll now? How did this happen? The thing about beautiful women like that is pretty clear anyway. At 18, they can stun you. Your legs go out from under you. By the time they're 40, they still look like Stalin's housewife with a babushka, no matter what you do. No matter what they take, it's still the same thing. You know, at 18, anyone can be beautiful at 18. Get back to me when they're 45. Babushka City. Stalin's housewife, horrible. But I want to ask you about the vitamins and the gecko party, the 80th party up on the hill there. How do you feel about this? These Gulfstream liberals espousing progressive ideas while living the opposite, talking about vegan diets and feasting on lamb chops, telling us to let in 30 million illegal aliens. I didn't see any in the pictures. I didn't see any illegal aliens except perhaps the waiters at the party. Yeah, they kept them in the back outside of the mansion. Unbelievable hypocrisy, Mr. Voltaire. I tell you, things do not change. And then we got the other story of the fake Mandela signer. He was only a few feet from our president. And he helped set two men on fire with necklacing in South Africa 10 years ago or so. He put them around rubber tires around him, threw gasoline on him, set him on fire, watched them scream. And he's a faker. He flapped his hands around and spoke gibberish, which, of course, unto itself is what I thought our president does every time he speaks. But nevertheless, the Mandela signer was a few feet from our president. Where was the CIA? Where was the NSA? Are they busy spying on you and me? They didn't know who this guy was while Obama was taking a selfie of himself? But I'll tell you the truth. The reason you want to call tonight is nothing to do with any of this. It's the old adage of the pebble in the shoe. What do I mean by the pebble in the shoe? Well, let the envious and the ignorant ridicule Michael Savage. Those loyalists amongst you who listen to me nightly understand you're going to get some valuable advice tonight about vitamins, which I've already given you generically. But you'll hear from the listeners themselves and their experience with vitamins, despite the propaganda being put out by the drug peddlers who are telling them, case closed, throw your vitamins away. So let's take some callers right now on this subject. John on WABC, you're up on the vitamin subject.
I'm a 44-year-old cancer survivor. I have two girls that go to elementary school, and they bring home germs. They're sick all the time. My wife's been sick like a dozen times. I took your advice. I took vitamin C powder, mega doses, the same brand from the same store. I won't mention the name, and I have not been sick in a year. I have not gotten...
Okay, you followed the Cathcart hypothesis of bowel tolerance dosage, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You see, that's the thing. This is a dose-dependent subject. It's not, oh, I took a vitamin and nothing happened. That means nothing. That's like saying I sniffed whiskey and I didn't get drunk, if you want to put it in a negative context. I mean, we all know that it's dose-dependent. You have to have a certain amount of whiskey to get high and a little more to get a little higher and a little more to get drunk, okay? Well, it's the same with vitamins. It's dose-dependent. You can't just say, I took a vitamin, and what's the quality? So that's the thing. You took powdered C. It's powdered vitamin C, ascorbic acid you're taking.
Yes, I swear by it because to you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have started this regimen, and I swear by it.
Well, let me tell you something else, John. There's something else you need to add to your armamentarium, and that is vitamin A. It's the least respected of the vitamin world. And I know maybe this is too specific for most listeners. They think they know it all, but they don't know it all. You know, it's a lifetime of study that I'm presenting to you for free tonight. And the thing is, vitamin A is intimately connected to fighting infections. It's not talked about as much as the others. It has had a little more risk factor to it. Vitamin C is beautiful in that it's a water-soluble vitamin, and your body will eliminate what it doesn't absorb. Vitamin A is fat-soluble. You have to be careful how much you take. But, for example, last week I felt something coming on. I went overboard on the vitamin A. I went up to 50, 70,000 units for 2 days, and my vitamin C levels, I went higher on that. I also roasted some garlic with oil all over it in the oven when I was making something. And honestly, God, and a little scotch, and it all worked together. So thank you for taking my advice. I'm glad it worked for you. And by the way, I don't sell vitamins. People said, Savage, why don't you put out a Savage vitamin? You know, I don't. I could. I could put out like a single vitamin with everything in it. I could make money with it. I don't want to. I don't need like O'Reilly's suits by whatever, suits by Hecky Freeman. I mean, must you take every dime that's on the table? Must you have a television show and not pay for a suit? I never saw such cheapness like this. What, did this guy grow up that poor that he needs a free suit? I watch O'Reilly sometimes at the end of a show at night as I'm flipping around looking for something more interesting. And all it says, Mr. O'Reilly's suits by Hecky Freeman. I said, this guy has to take a free suit? He can't go pay $4,000 for a suit, whatever they cost today. So it's the same thing. How much money do you need? A floor mat, a hairdo, a this, a constitution, a wig. If you flip it over, you have the Bill of Rights in it by the O'Reilly shoe. They're all like this. There doesn't seem to any limit to how much money they need to make. It's not that I'm wealthier than them. How much do you need in life? Must you sell? Anyway, you get the picture. No, I don't want to sell vitamins right now. Not at all. I don't want to. I could. Many years ago, I was in the business. I was a spokesman for big companies. I learned the difference in manufacturing. And I take what I think is the Rolls Royce of supplements. Who knows? Maybe I'll do it for the sake of the people. After Obama's betrayals, Israel looks to Russia. Interesting. Now that's some turn of events. Thank you, Obama. Now you've driven Israel into Russia's hands. You hear this? Israel into Russia's arms now. Another disaster from Mr. Selfie. You know, if I had a choice, who would I? If let's someone gave me a choice, Savage, you have a choice. You can go to dinner with Vladimir Putin or Barack Obama. I don't know the answer to that. I'd like to go to dinner with both of them, but it'd have to be on my terms. It would not be in the Winter Palace, and it wouldn't be in the White House. I would take them to a restaurant of my choice in the Bay Area, a hidden location. They could have full security, helicopters overhead, armored vehicles, 500 KGB and Secret Service agents. But if I took them to one of my favorite haunts and we could just sit down with Teddy at the table, I think I could solve the world's problems with them. I can make them happy and laugh. They'd probably let down all of their guard and everybody would enjoy themselves. Wouldn't that be fun? If we could just sit down with me, I can bring people together. Right. Sure, Mike. Keep dreaming. But it's a Hobson's choice. Who would I rather go to dinner with? Putin or Obama? Putin is a first-rate, frightening man. KGB, judo expert, been around an awful long time. We definitely know he was born in Russia. We definitely know he loves Russia. We definitely know he's a nationalist. We definitely know he's one of the wealthiest men on the planet. Okay. Now, on the other hand, we have Mr. Selfie. We're not sure where he was born or when he was born. Well, we pretty much know when he was born, but it's still to this day not 100% sure where he was born. We don't know where his loyalties lie. We don't know if he believes in America or supports America. That's a given. Nobody knows. Very shadowy, very hard to pin down. And he's not a judo expert. Although he is losing weight, I'm a little concerned for the man's... I don't understand that. Why is our president losing weight so rapidly? Are we allowed to ask that question? I'm asking you, why is he so thin? I'm worried about him. Thin as a rail. That's a worrisome question. The man is losing weight. So whatever. Maybe if we went to dinner and I give him some vitamin advice, you think that would work? I wonder if that would work. I don't know why I feel good. Something's wrong. I mean, I don't get it. This is the funny thing. It's like the old Buddy Hackett joke, which I loved when I was a kid. Remember Buddy Hackett? No one knows him. He was a comedian in the 50s. I was a little boy. I used to love this guy. Doughy comedian, Catskill Mountains, very, very funny guy. So he got up on the stage. I saw him, I think, on the Ed Sullivan Show. I was a little kid. Who knew? And he says, I don't know. He says, I don't know what's wrong. They drafted me in the Army. They sent me to Fort Dix. He said, for 2 days, I thought something was wrong with me. I checked into the infirmary. The doctor said, what's wrong with you? He said, I don't know. I don't have indigestion for the first time in my life. I laughed hysterically because I grew up on the same kind of horrible diet that killed all of the male lineage in the family going back 2 generations. The heaviest, fattiest, saltiest, creamiest food God has ever seen. And then the women, after the men died, moved to Florida and went on vegan diets. They're 95 years old, living there with walkers and transfusion trees. Go figure. Oh, that diet, are you kidding? The Queens, New York diet killed my dog, Tippy. I think he died at 8. That kind of mixed breed should have lived to 12, 14, even in those days. You know what's interesting? Dogs are living longer. Like they say, like, 70 is the 50 of, like, wait, 50 is 70? I don't know what it means. The 70 is the 50 of yesteryear. You know what I'm saying? Something like that? Or 70 is the new 50? Yeah, 70 is the new 50, or something like 50 is the new 30. So what does that mean? 20 is the new zero? Like, a 10-year-old is a homunculus? What do they mean by that? A 15-year-old is now a homunculus or an embryo. I mean, what are they talking about? So anyway, dogs are living longer. You hear, like, I get worried because Teddy's 10 or 11. I can't imagine, like, life without him. I've had other dogs. I have their ashes in a jar. Okay, I haven't forgotten them, but it's not the thing. I give an example. I have a certain, I'm playing all these jazz, the jazz music now in my car. So I listen to Coltrane, or I listen to the others. Not so much Coltrane anymore. He's great, but I'm not listening to him. So Teddy and I listen to a certain set on the radio. Every time I get in the car, it's on the CD now. And he gets in the seat on the right, I'm on the left, and we drive, and it's like he's there, and I'm here. He's snuggled down, we look at each other, and I know he knows it's the music. So like today, he goes to the groomer, Irene. He goes Mondays and Fridays to get his hair done. He gets his permanent, very much like a New York lady. Has to have the hair done Monday and Friday or it doesn't feel good. So I'm like without him today. So I get in the car. I had to go somewhere to lunch to meet Dimitri to get that picture that's up on my website. And the dog's not there. And I hear the music and my heart drops. Would you believe it? Do you ever have that feeling? I have that feeling of gloom and loss. Like I look over, the dog's not there, and I think, it's his music. Where is he? How can you be this attached to a dog? It's not healthy. I'm sorry, it just isn't healthy. I don't understand it. So anyway, he's 12, but they say, oh, don't worry, little poodle, small dogs live long today. He's spry, can leap up like a lynx. I say leap, he leaps like a lynx from the ground to like 2 feet. I don't know where he gets the springs from. Everyone gives me dietary advice about my dog. They're all wrong. Don't give him cheese. It's bad for the... I've never heard such nonsense. They're all diet experts in America today. Everyone's an expert not only on themselves, but also on animal diets. He loves cheese. The dog loves provolone cheese. I give it to him. I don't mean every day. He'll do anything for cheese. He gets his kibble. I get him a chicken breast off the bird, the whole bird. I buy the whole chicken and nothing but the chicken. I tell you the truth. I buy the entire chicken. I cut the breast. He gets the best part, no skin. And he gets chopped carrots. He eats better than you do. Okay? And then once in a while I give him some provolone as a treat. He can still jump at age 10. In my day, he would have been gone already. 10 would be like 70, right? 7 to 1 was the formula then? Years ago, they're already gone. They're looking at Megyn Kelly's lipstick. It is 13 minutes to 7. You know what I love is that they dumped Hannity into the hinterland. Not that they did it to him. He's a nice guy. He's got the right instincts. But they moved the beauty into this slot opposite me at the beginning of the 6 o'clock hour, right? Is that who I'm competing with now? Yeah, I took half his audience. I think she's getting some of it back. I won't be here. I won't be here come January. Whoever gets this spot's got some job ahead of them. They can't use legs, lipstick, hair. You know what I'm saying? They got nothing, and they're not going to be me. They're going to have a real trouble. So I moved down. I mean, who am I up against? Like during the day? Nah, they're not bad people, but they're not the same competition. They don't have her legs. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So here we are. If you have any questions, I may have the answer. If you have any answers, I may have some questions. Let the envious and ignorant call, 855-400-SAVAGE. We're talking about the vitamin study that's flawed. The actual study itself, you're reading all over the internet. Oh, vitamins no good. Waste of money. I used to hear that in the late 60s and 70s from the Professor Hacks when I was emerging in the vitamin world as a leading writer and researcher. Oh, yes, America has the most expensive urine in the world. I heard that from all of the wise guys. The most expensive urine in the world. They try to, you know, put down vitamins. Meanwhile, it grew into a multi-billion-dollar industry for good reasons. It has great health benefits, so people wouldn't take them. People are not stupid. They feel better taking vitamins, especially if they know what to take and how much to take. And this idiot... They put out a study, cases closed. As I said to you earlier, and I have to keep repeating it, the first rule you learn in science is there are no absolutes. So you can't say the case is closed without proving you don't know the first rule of science. They used the same lie about global warming. Remember that about 5 years ago? Case closed. All scientists agree the Earth is warming. Then they stopped that because not all scientists agreed. The case was not closed. All science is emerging all the time. You ask any real scientist, not a public relations hack. So no, the science is not in. It's one study, and it's a flawed study. Why do I say flawed study? Because I went to the original source, the Annals of Internal Medicine, and if you read the last line of the abstract, it says, because of the non-compliance, the study is not that valid. What does non-compliance mean? Many of the subjects who were given the vitamins wouldn't take them. It's that simple. KSFO, Vince, you're on the Savage Nation on the vitamin subject. Go ahead, please.
How are you, Mr. Savage?
That's for you to answer.
Better than I deserve. So, I used to work with a gentleman that did several case studies of this effect in the past, and he runs a multi-billion-dollar holistic center out of Metro Detroit. And he obviously would care to disagree with this case study as of recent. And what I learned from him by working with him is that vitamins need to be with other vitamins for them to work. There's certain formulas. There's certain things coming.
He's wrong. He's wrong. That's part of the shysterism that was put out by people who are trying to sell a proprietary blend to not permit people to figure it out on their own and go buy them in a drugstore at a much lower price. That's not true. Not all vitamins need other vitamins to work. You can take vitamin C by itself and get the effects that we're looking for, the stimulation of the immune system. You can take vitamin A by itself. You're going to get certain specific effects to vitamin A. So, no, that's not 100% true, Vince.
Right, I'm just saying there's different qualities and amino acids need to be
taken. All right, okay, this is too... I told the screener to give me someone who knew what they were saying, and sorry, Vince doesn't know. Vince is groping. We'll have to get... Is there an expert out there who wants to disagree with me? Okay, we'll move on. All right, let's... Oh, here's one good caller. Tom on WABC is taking vitamins for asthma. Tom, tell us your story.
Yes, I take five different supplements, and I was able to get off two inhalers and Singulair, which is a...
Oh, you better not tell your medical doctor about that. You better not tell your Obamacare specialist. He'll recommend you be imprisoned for getting off medication.
Well, I've been off it for 6 years.
Oh, my God.
And can I tell you what I take for it?
Well, you can. I wouldn't recommend it for anyone else with asthma, but go ahead.
Okay. I take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C in divided doses. I take 4,000 IUs of omega-3. I take 500 milligrams twice a day of magnesium. And I take vitamin D, 4,000 IUs.
And it works for you. It suppresses your asthmatic reactions, correct?
Yes, I have no problem.
That's all. End the story. Now, that's one testament. There are many others. I'll be right back to talk about the Ukraine, not Ukrainian women.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Bum, bum, bum. New Monday, how are you? New Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
It is The Savage Nation. In the first hour, I debunked the flawed study which tried to debunk the use of multivitamins. Welcome to the program. I debunked the flawed study which tried to debunk the use of multivitamins based not upon my opinion but upon the science itself, because the study, if you read the study, concludes from the authors who say the noncompliance indicated that they couldn't conclude anything. What does noncompliance mean? The people who were supposedly taking the vitamins wouldn't take them. Nonsense. Utter nonsense, but okay, go believe what you want. I want to repeat what I said. If you are a liberal and you hate me because of your ignorance and your lack of education, I suggest that you go to your vitamin cabinet and flush all your vitamins down the toilet. Please, make my day. Stop taking vitamins. If, on the other hand, you are a reasonable person and are open to realities and evidence, then keep taking your vitamins. It's that simple. Here's something I want to move on to in this hour. A new survey came out from Rasmussen, which said that, well, okay, survey of 1,000 adults by Rasmussen, person in the year December 11, 12, 2013. Whom do you consider the most influential person in 2013? Number one was Pope Francis. Number two, Barack Obama. Number three, Ted Cruz. Number four, Edward Snowden. Number five, Vladimir Putin. John Boehner, Chris Christie, Miley Cyrus, Kate Middleton, Angela Merkel, Malala Yousafzai, Kathleen Sebelius at 1%, and then it goes down to, you know, George Zimmerman at 0%. No, I'm serious, it is. So, Pope Francis, 23%? Barack Obama, 21%? Okay, presidents are popular. Ted Cruz, 11%? He's jumped out of the pack? So, I have a question for you. Do you think Ted Cruz can beat Hillary Clinton in 2016? Simple, straightforward, clean, basic. Can Ted Cruz beat Hillary Clinton in 2016 and tell me why? But what I really want to talk about is something with some meat to it, which is the Ukraine situation. Because once again, McCain is meddling in affairs that he has no reason meddling in. He's a U.S. senator. What the heck is he meddling in Russian affairs for? Do you realize what this idiot is doing? Well, first of all, let's play McCain in clip four. He goes to the Ukraine and tells them to break away from Russia and join the EU. Listen to clip four.
We are here together speaking for the American people.
You are not, you fraudulent, you shillelagh.
Because your peaceful process and peaceful protests
you lying, double-talking warmonger.
And inspiring the world. Ukraine will make Europe better, and Europe will make Ukraine better.
What a demagogue, warmonger.
This is your moment.
You
the
liar.
Free world is with you. America is with you. I am with you.
Who the heck do you think you are, you Zuni rocket shooter, you? What do you mean, I am with you? First of all, McCain, you don't speak for the American people. You speak for a very small minority of the American people, mainly the weapons manufacturers who want a war with Russia. That's number one. Number two, you idiot, you tried this with the Republic of Georgia, and it led to many deaths because Russia said, go ahead, make my day, and they invaded Georgia. You remember that, you moron? You forgot that? You went to Egypt, you fraud, you. After the Egyptians overthrew our stooge, Morsi, and you said, you have no right to overthrow our stooge, Morsi. Where did that get you, McCain? I'm shocked that he gets away with this. The man should be committed to a mental hospital. He should be treated by the mayonnaise clinic. He should be put on a lifetime. I don't know what to say about this man. He's a lunatic. He is a man who's so crazy right now that I'm sure liberals all of a sudden love him. I'm positive McCain is suddenly, you know, taking on love. McCain, Ukraine. So do you understand anything about the Ukraine? Does anyone out there have any idea what's going on and want to comment on it? Because I know a lot about it. And the fact is that this would be a disaster for the world, for the Ukrainian nation, to join the EU. Number one, the EU lied to them when they said they'd give them X billion dollars if they join the EU. The EU doesn't have the money to give them. So tell me what is going to be exported from the Ukraine to the EU. I spoke with a Russian. You know what he said in his droll Russian way? Michael, they will export prostitutes and waiters to London. He said that to me. That is their national product. This is unbelievable to me that McCain thinks he has that kind of brain. It's unbelievable to me. Listen to clip six now, John McCain on the Ukraine.
But I think the other aspect of this is that this is a country that's in really bad economic shape, and they need an IMF loan, and they need assistance. And
here we go.
If they turn back to Russia, I think that the consequences that they believe would happen would be rather serious. By the way, there's several hundred thousand people. I've heard estimates between 200,000 and a half a million that you can hear in the background here. And I'm telling you, it's cold here.
You moron, you. You know, you are so stupid, McCain, that you're ready for a radio show. That's not a self-put-down. This guy is so dumb, he's ready to become a fill-in for Hannity. I mean, this guy has achieved that level of idiocy, and his syntax is almost that of Hannity. What he just said is that he'd be a perfect fill-in for the holidays, for Wallbanger, by what he just said. It made no sense. It jumped all over the map. I couldn't believe what he just said. But let's get serious for a minute. McCain is not my competition. McCain is a competition to anything real and sane in the world. How do you feel about John McCain going there and saying he speaks for the American people? That's number one. I'm outraged. Number two, do you think the Ukraine should join the EU or Russia? Number three, do you agree with me that we have experience of what will happen if they join the EU, which is what Russia did to Georgia when they tried to break away? Do you remember that? Do you remember what happened? Do you remember? Does anyone have a memory that goes back more than the last NFL game? The last Super Bowl? I remember what happened. People died. It was horrible. And so it's going to happen again. Vladimir Putin's not letting them break away and join the corrupt EU. That's number three. Number four, this nonsense about democracy has gotten us in hot water across the entire Arab Crescent. Democracy has led to the ascendancy of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. That's all democracy has gotten us. That is like saying if Hitler won, which he won, by the way, through a democratic process by rigging the elections with his Nazi goons. After Hitler had won, McCain goes over there and would say to them, well, the German people have spoken. Let's go with their democratic vote. That's not what should have been done then. Hitler should have been taken out the minute he won, but there was no one to take him out. In fact, you know, there was a great article this weekend by Michael Goodwin in the New York Post called The Selfie President, How the West Was Lost by the Selfie President. It was a great article. And he made an interesting point. Goodwin wrote that Hitler's problem was he was born too soon. I was shocked by that. And then I read on, and he said, had Hitler been born now and he was facing Obama and Cameron in England, he would have been able to overrun the entire West because nobody would have stood up. These two guys would never have stood up to him. But Hitler had FDR and Churchill at that time, real statesmen, real leaders, real fiber, real men. And then, of course, he was defeated by them at great cost to the world, and especially to the United States of America, and in fact to the Russians as well, who lost millions and millions of men to defeat Nazism. But there's a real point in what Goodwin wrote, which is that we have spineless narcissists as leaders of the West. There's no leadership whatsoever. There's no leadership whatsoever. So now we have McCain stepping into the breach, going and meddling in Russia's affairs. Where does he get the audacity to do this? And then, of course, in the first hour, I talked about the vitamins. I want to repeat that again. You can call on that if you wish. And I talked about the garish, vulgar party last night on Pacific Heights for 500 of the worst people in the Bay Area, the people responsible for the socialist infection that is destroying the entire nation. And it was astonishing to watch this in the newspapers, a true celebration of the lowest crust of society. These are people who dine in lamb shops and talk about veganism. These are people who talk about the 1% as being evil while they're munching on lamb shops and $25,000 to $50,000 dresses. These are people who hobnob with Nancy Pelosi talking about global warming while flying in Gulfstreams all over the world. It's unbelievable to watch this liberal theocracy at work. It was studying their photos, by the way, it was like almost going on a safari, a profile of the liberal jungle in its most natural environment. Nothing has changed in 150 years in this provincial city. San Francisco is still filled with these vulgar types living on the wealth of their ancestors, offering little to society, little indeed. 855-400-7282. There are four topics in play right now on the Savage Nation. Any one of them would be a good caller, by the way. And the first one was the best, really. Can Cruz beat Hillary? My personal opinion? I doubt it. Not because Cruz isn't a better man. He's a far better man. And everyone dismisses him because the media is so evil. They do to Cruz what they did to me and anyone else who stands up to the liberal dreadnought. You got to remember who Cruz is. He's got all the credentials to run. He's of Hispanic origin. That doesn't count, though, because once the Hispanic steps out from the plantation, he is no longer of Hispanic descent. He went to Harvard, not on affirmative action. He was, I believe, the editor of the Law Review because he's so brilliant. In fact, Harvard professor called him one of his most brilliant students, unlike our president, whose college records remain buried. Nobody knows what he did at college, nor how he became the editor of the Law Review. No doubt we assume it was done for reasons other than his sheer brilliance. We would have to assume that if we are reasonably skeptical. We are a skeptical people by nature. The American people are skeptical by nature. And I remain skeptical of Obama's brains, by the way. Cunning, yes. Can use everybody to beat the band. Yes, cunning as they come. 855-400-7282. George on WABC, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good evening, Michael. In a way, I agree with you. Ted Cruz probably would not win. But if he rolled up his sleeves and nominated Alan West as his beat, and they came out bare-knuckle, they might have a shot. Hillary is nothing more than the Antichrist. I mean, she comes over, she's going to flush the toilet, and America goes down with it.
All right, well, okay, we can make that statement. I'm not a Hillary fan. We already had Hillary as a co-president. We don't need her for another 8 years. That's my opinion. In other words, she had her shot. She did 8 years. Isn't that enough? You want 16 years of the Clinton machine? I mean, that's the answer to that one. How many more years do we need of the Clinton machine? 8 years wasn't enough? Thanks for the call. 855-407-282. Oh, my God. Do you realize it's 18 minutes after the hour? Do you have any idea what that means? I do. I have to take a quick break, and I shall return.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
are here together speaking for the American people in solidarity with you.
You are not.
We are here because your peaceful process and peaceful protest is inspiring your country and inspiring the world. Ukraine will make Europe better, and Europe will make Ukraine better. People of Ukraine, this is your moment. The free world is with you. America is with you. I am with you.
A true cartoon character. McCain has become a true cartoon character. That's all, folks. A true cartoon character. This man is the worst of the litter. The worst of the litter. How this happened, I don't know. The Zuni rocket on the Forrestal right to now, still going off too soon. Still firing rockets on the deck, sinking ships and airplanes. The man is a lunatic. What do you think Russia will do if the Ukraine tries to break away and join the EU? They will invade as they did with Georgia. And then what? You want a war with Russia now? We don't have enough problems in the world? The man is crazy. He did it in Egypt. He did it in Libya. He did it in Syria. He tried to start a war. You don't remember what this putz did? He tried to get us to bomb in Syria. He wanted another world war. The man is a warmonger, crazy man. My opinion. WMAL. Dusty, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello. John McCain is a family friend. He's probably strayed a little bit recently, but my father escaped Soviet communism from Estonia, was 12, was in DP camps in Germany for 5 years, and came to this country, was in the United States Army for 35 years, two tours of Vietnam and the Korean War. In 1993, he became the commanding general of the Estonian Defense Forces. And then they threatened to take his United States citizenship away and his pension away after being in the Army for 35 years.
So what is your main point about McCain and the Ukraine, Dusty?
Quickly defended my father.
But wait, what does it have to do with his opinion on the Ukraine is the issue?
Well, Ukraine was a part of the Soviet Union.
Well, we know that, but he's up there trying to stir up literally a breakaway. And he, don't you know what's going to happen if that does occur?
They have to be free. They cannot be a part of Russia.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't we hear the same rhetoric with regard to the Republic of Georgia? Do you remember what happened?
Yes.
Now, tell us what happened.
You have to be free. You cannot be under Soviet...
You're sounding like a school child. You can keep talking in a storybook fashion for the rest of the night, but you're not making a political sense. When the same rhetoric was used about the Republic of Georgia, Russia cracked down, did they not?
Of course they did, because that's what they
did. All right, wait, so wait. So in other words, we should go to war now with Russia over the Ukraine wanting to join the EU?
Perhaps.
Oh, so you are another warmonger. Another one. So now you would agree with McCain that we should have bombed Assad for the false claims of dropping sarin gas when it was not he who did it? You bought that hook, line, and sinker as well, I'm sure.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Look, you're a nice person. You come from great lineage. You're very rational. Your heart is in the right place. But at the end of the day, you have to do an equation. If you back the Ukraine breaking away, what do you want to do now? Go to war with Russia? That's number one. And number two, is it our business? What is America doing with the Ukraine issue when we're about to be flooded by 30 million illegal aliens? Mexico's about to invade us.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
How did we go from Winston Churchill to Barack Obama in one generation? Now you have to ask yourself that question. How we go from Admiral McCain to John McCain in one generation? You have to ask yourself that question. You know, there's so many questions you have to ask yourself that you stop asking and you watch, you know, stupid movies. But look, we got questions hanging in the air right now on the Savage Nation. Before I go to your calls, and they're good ones, on McCain meddling in Russian affairs, I have to say, please go to michaelsavage.com and look at the stories tonight. It's very, very important because there's more than this going on. And the vitamin study is a fake. According to the Annals of Internal Medicine, which I actually read rather than the CBS report, the dropout rate amongst those taking the vitamins was so high that they considered the study itself invalid. That those are the authors of the study. Yet the crazed journalists leaped to a conclusion, don't take vitamins. So do me a favor. If you're a liberal, please take your vitamins and flush them down the toilet. Please. Believe CBS News and CNN. Don't believe Michael Savage. I beg you, make my day. Go ahead and make my year. Flush your vitamins down the toilet if you're a liberal. Please. Do me a favor, especially if you live on Pacific Heights. 855-407-2282. Diane on WABC on the McCain issue. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Okay, first, before I say anything, because I want to talk about McCain, I just want to say that when Obama was editor of the Harvard Law Review, he did not publish one single piece. Okay?
Now, wait. Do we know this for a fact?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many articles did Ted Cruz publish as editor?
I have no idea, but I know that.
All right. Well, now, look, we got to compare apples with apples, so that's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, Net, let's move on. We don't have to do Obama bashing because he bashes himself every time he speaks lately.
Yes, he does. McCain, okay. This man is really dangerous, and I truly believe that somebody should get together three psychiatrists and have this man institutionalized.
I think so. I think McCain needs to be called before a board of inquiry, as they would in a military situation, and declare him a roving danger to the American people and to world stability. The man has been wrong about everything. He would remember he tried to start a war, a world war, by bombing Assad? Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Now he's trying to do it with the Ukraine.
But, I mean, how does he even get to the position?
I don't know. How did he get to the Ukraine and give a speech there like he's George Washington now crossing the Delaware? How?
He almost
sounded as though he channeled himself into some kind of heroic revolutionary leader that was leading a people to freedom. He thought he was like a combo of George Washington and Moses. If you listen to his voice, he is deranged.
Well, there are plenty of people that are institutionalized that believe there are Jesus Christ, Napoleon, and God.
Oh, my God. So he could have a Napoleon complex.
Definitely.
That's true. He could. Or, you know, there were allegations that his lovely wife, you know, had a problem with pills many years ago. You know that.
Mm.
Remember? I mean, you think he could be dipping into a medicine cabinet a little bit? No, I mean, it's serious business. If you take a job with a corporation, you have to pee in a cup. You need a urine test. Why shouldn't McCain be forced to give a urine test? Because the American people think he's nuts or high on something.
In Congress.
Well, all of Congress should be given, forced to a urine test. Absolutely.
Obama.
All of Congress should be forced to take a drug test. I agree 100%. I'd like to know what's circulating in their blood. And I'm sure it's not corned beef and cabbage. Now, look, there are other sides to this story. This is only one man's opinion on the Ukraine. In principle, you would say, okay, the people voted they want to go to the EU. That's not 100% true. But even if that was a democratic truth, you have to look at the political situation in terms of the overall picture, world peace, world stability. So that's number one. But there are Ukrainian people who want to join the EU. There's no question about it. There are Ukrainians who believe they should join the EU. But I spoke this morning to a Russian friend. Certainly he's not Russian, nor is he Ukrainian. Does he not speak for all of the Ukraine? But he said in his droll manner, he said to me, there is nothing to be gained if they join the EU. The women will become prostitutes in London, and the men will be doormen. That is all they can export. As we went on eating our Chinese food. He has a point, by the way. What is the Ukraine going to benefit from joining the EU? The EU is not going to give them any money. So where's the benefit there? I would like to hear from a Ukrainian gentleman who's calling by the name of Yarrow on WABC in New York. Through the magic of radio, the magic of electronics, Yarrow, you're on the Savage Nation speaking to millions of people.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Savage, about mentioning about Ukraine. I'm Ukrainian. I'm from Ukraine. And I would just want to mention that Ukraine is not joining European Union. They are signing association agreement. That's the first thing.
I understand that. Then why is it controversial if it's that mild?
I'm sorry?
In other words, what you're saying is it's a very mild agreement that they're going to sign. And yet if it's such a mild agreement, then why is it so controversial that John McCain feels a necessity to go there?
But it's not just McCain. There are people from all over the world. For example, the foreign minister of Germany was there. There is other people from Spain from all over.
I understand, and but yet Mr. Putin opposes this, correct?
Yeah, but Ukraine is an independent country. Putin may oppose whatever he wants, but Ukraine is an independent country, isn't it?
All right, let's say what you're saying is 100% valid. The same situation existed with regard to the Republic of Georgia several years ago. Isn't that correct, Yarrow? And look what happened there.
Actually, I'm Ukrainian, and I served in Georgia in the military for 2 years during the Brezhnev era. Georgia is an independent country as Ukraine.
No, I understand, but when Georgia tried to basically move away from the sphere of influence of Russia, what happened?
But they are not in the sphere of influence in Russia. They were fighting about those enclaves, Jaria, Abkhazia, this area.
No, I understand, but did Russia not invade?
They invade because of those territories, not the Georgia.
I understand, but you don't think that Russia will find the same pretext to invade over the issue of Western Ukraine? You know better than I, since you are Ukrainian and I am not, that there's a big division in the nation of the Ukraine, in the Republic of the Ukraine, over whether or not to join one sphere or the other. In other words, the people are not united in their desire to leave the fold of Russia, are they?
It's an independent country. How come Russia can be in
Georgia? I agree with you that it's an independent country, but are the people wholly divided? Aren't the people divided on this issue?
Many people are divided, but 60 to 70 people...
Wait. Oh, it's important that the American public hear what you just said. Yes, the country is divided on this issue. So what's the percentage? 60% want to join the EU and 40% don't?
60 to 70 people, but Eastern Ukraine, do you see that so many monuments to Lenin? Nothing has been changed since Soviet times. They want.
Look, my sentiments are with overthrowing Leninism. Trust me, I'm not a Leninist. But I fear for the stability of the world right now. Let's put it this way. Yarrow, let's say I agree with you in principle that they want independence, they have a right to do what they want. And let's say Russia then moves in and says, no, you don't do it, we're not letting you do it, and it becomes a shooting war. Do you think the U.S. should engage in such a shooting war?
It will be no shooting war. Ukraine is the independent country like Estonia. Look at the Baltic republics.
Well, I understand, but Syria is an independent country, too. Look what's going on there with the civil war.
Well, it's civil war, but Ukraine is like Baltics. Do you remember what happened in Baltics?
I distinctly remember what happened. In fact, it's funny you should mention that, Yarrow. I remember watching television when the first shots were fired in Yugoslavia. I thought it was a comedy show. A few shells were fired at a medieval village, and it led to the disaster of the Serbian war. It led to the greatest war crimes of the last 30 years, amongst the greatest war crimes, when Bill Clinton hijacked the U.S. Air Force, painted NATO markings on our planes, and bombed Serbia, destroyed every bridge on the Danube River, and it was never published in the newspapers. Millions of Europeans considered Bill Clinton a war criminal and Madeleine Albright for what they did to the Serbs. So, yes, I remember distinctly what happened with just a few shells being lobbed in Yugoslavia, and I'm terrified that the same disaster could befall your great nation. I don't want to see people die.
Not, Mr. Savage, not at all. Yugoslavia was different nationalities. Look at Baltic. They went through the same things with Russia as Ukraine is going right now. Look at other republics. Look at Czechoslovakia they invaded in 68. Look at Hungary in 56.
Yes, but you're making very good points, but about a different time. It's all relative to the time. You're talking about a relative time when Czechoslovakia tried to be free from the Soviet Union. It was a different time, a different place. There is no longer a United States that can defend them. So I'm afraid the people could get crushed by this move. And for McCain to go egg them on is a disaster in the waiting.
Well, if they unite, nothing will crush them. Look at Baltic republics. They're small countries, and they went through where? Western way. They were controlled by Russia.
Okay, you're making very good points. You're not angry. I'm not angry. So let me ask you this. Let's say that you have your dream come true, and the Ukraine signs this accord with the EU. How do they benefit from this?
They will change their political system little by little because...
No, but how do they benefit from an alliance with the EU when the EU has no money to give them? What are they going to get from it?
They will the problem is to change political system. Nothing has been changed since Soviet times. You see,
but you're not answering the fundamental realpolitik question. What will the Ukrainian people benefit from such an alliance?
They will get more open society.
More open society, uh-huh. And where does that lead?
Economical, yes.
Well, tell me where that leads. Tell me about more open societies. Tell me what that leads to. That's George Soros' dream, called open society. You don't work for them, do you?
No, I want them to be like other republics, like Poland. I
understand. In theory, that makes sense, but how will it benefit the average Ukrainian to go through this growing pain? How will they benefit from it?
Look, many people, when they come to America, it's very hard. Like for me, for example, I came, it's very hard for me, but now I look differently now.
And what do you mean, you look at the world differently?
Not differently. Many people, when they came, they didn't like America because it's very hard for them. It will be very hard for Ukraine, but eventually they will change their system.
But what export products does the Ukraine have for the EU? Tell me what the EU wants from the Ukrainians. They want their natural resources, don't they?
I don't know. Not natural resources. Why do you think?
Oh, no, you're wrong about that. The Ukraine is one of the most naturally resource-rich countries on Earth.
Yeah, it is, but...
It is, and it has great wheat fields. It has oil. It has gas. It has minerals. The EU wants to eat your nation alive, like termites. They want to take the natural resources from your nation. And what are they going to give you for that?
Now, look at Poland. Poland was in the same situation.
But you see, you can't compare apples with oranges. Poland is not the Ukraine.
Same.
So I worry about the theory versus the reality of such an alliance, Yarrow. In theory, everybody's for freedom, everybody's for independence, but where might it lead with regard to world stability? And, you know, the same question can be raised about several other places on Earth. The Palestinians also crave independence, don't they? And everyone in theory would say, that is wonderful. They should have independence. They should have their own independent nation. But you know and I know what will happen if there's a Palestinian nation. The day they have their nation, they'll have tanks and airplanes, and they'll go to war trying to destroy Israel. So, in theory, yes, the Palestinians should have a state. Yes, the demographics say it. History says it. But in reality, do you want to see a world war over the Middle East? I don't. And I fear that a breakaway with the Ukraine joining the EU in any way could possibly provoke Russia to do to invade. And I think that it could be a disaster for the world, Yarrow. That's my main concern. Thank you for the call. That leaves us, time-wise, astounding what the show is like tonight. 7:48 p.m. It's amazing to me that we could go from the vulgarity of the pseudo-elite on San Francisco's Pacific Heights, where Gordon Gekko had an 80th party for 600 close friends, phony liberals talking about the 1% while wearing $25,000 dresses, which they probably return the next morning with sweat stains on the arms. Talking about global warming while flying all over the world in their private jets. Lecturing us about vegan diets while they dined on Gordon Gekko's lamb chops. And then we moved on to the vitamin study that's being touted. And I'm telling you it's a fake, that I read the Annals of Internal Medicine study itself. And the author said the dropout rate amongst those taking the vitamins was so high that the study is invalid. I mean, that's what they were saying between the lines. And yet the media ran with the whole story. Oh, no, throw them away. Throw your vitamins in the toilet. All the way up to the Ukraine. And this is the beauty of free speech. This is why I love radio. That in one night, in only a couple of hours, instead of wasting my time, I can lead such an incredible night of conversation. Go to the December 17th, 2013, Annals of Internal Medicine study itself. Oral high-dose multivitamins and minerals after myocardial infarction, a randomized trial. Not only is the study flawed with regard to the dropout rate, but the idiots at CBS and CNN and everywhere else in the media said, oh, it proves all multivitamins are useless. It wasn't in a general population. As a preventive tool, it was after people had had a heart attack. that they gave them the vitamins and MI. You understand it was after MI? It was amongst the population of people who had already had a heart attack. Do you understand the difference? It's probably too complicated for most of you to understand. But remember, I have a doctorate in epidemiology from the University of California at Berkeley. I am telling you, it's an invalid study. If you're a liberal, flush your vitamins down the toilet. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. What a night. Who would think that in one night on a Monday night you'd have so much intellectual juice running through your brain, all because we tuned in tonight on the show. That's what I like a show, is we go from the vitamins to McCain and the Ukraine to some jazz and all over the map, because otherwise things get boring. We're not going to get stuck ever. Thank God for ADD. Untreated ADD is the greatest gift to people in radio. But believe me, it's worked for me. Anguish, misery, and creativity. That's my new motto, by the way. I thought about it. My whole life has been AMC. Anguish, misery, and creativity. If you learn how to actually ride anguish and ride misery, it will lead to creativity. Do you know that? If, on the other hand, you drug anguish, you will not even get to misery, and you lost a tremendous emotion there. Because in order to go up, you got to go down. So you got to go from anguish to misery and then to creativity. It's the Savage Rule, AMC. I'm serious, by the way. I'm not making this up. It's what came to me today. I'm sharing it with you. So look, if you've had a good time tonight, go to my website. Look at the new picture of Teddy and I in the old 70 Jag. Number one, Savage Movie to Drive. Then mark the date, January 1, and I will be with you, God willing, New Year's Eve, December 31st, for my last show in this time slot, right on this station. And the next day we move to the new time slot, and the rest will be history. It's up to the future. I can't predict the future. All I can do is live in the present. I do believe that the gurus are right who said, you know, be here now. I do be here now. On radio, I'm more be here now than anything I've ever done in my life. There's no better way to be in the present than to be on radio. You know that?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Wow. You made it to hour number three of the Savage Nation for Monday the 16th of December. Look, let's start with the fun stuff. There's a brand new picture of Teddy, Michael, and the old Jag, Savage Moving to Drive Time. Mark the date, January 1. Please go to michaelsavage.com. What a picture. What a picture. It's a professional job. You got to look at it. You'll love it. Top right, San Fran billionaire libs, coup about the poor. There's Nancy Pelosi and hubby. Talking to Gordon Petty. There's Gordon Petty, who inherited billions of dollars from his father and left his father's body to rot at an airport and wouldn't even bury it. Oh, read the Getty story. Well, this was the entire liberal establishment at Gordon Gekko's 80th birthday party at his mansion. 508 people were invited. Nancy Pelosi, the entire squad of liberals who have destroyed the city in America, in my humble opinion. There they were. Talking about the poor, global warming, you name it. Dining on lamb chops and champagne while talking about vegan diets and the poor. It doesn't get any better. This is why the French enjoy sarcasm and satire. It was because of Gordon Gekko and his poverty party. You got to read this article. Oxford invites Savage to debate Snowden affair, but unfortunately yours truly cannot go to England to enjoy the famed medical care and cuisine, because I am banned in Britain. Yep, that's right. What else is in the news? Fake Mandela signer helped burn two men to death in 2003 by putting rubber tires around their necks and gasoline and setting them on fire. He was a few feet from the president. Hello, NSA. Hello, Secret Service. Meanwhile, hypocrisy marches on from the left. A woman's rights lobbyist pays her nanny $3 an hour. She was arrested today in New York. She claims to be a UN advocate for underprivileged women. A lawyer, a dirty, filthy lawyer from New York, is claiming diplomatic immunity for the third worlders. Meanwhile, one of the best articles on MichaelSavage.com is how the West was lost by the selfie president. Unbelievable. Islamists have taken over the Syrian rebellion, and they want U.S. weapons. Maybe John McCain can help them. After Obama's betrayals, Israel looks to Russia. What a strange turn of events that is. Oof, that's unbelievable. What else? Thank God I was not born a turkey, says Teddy. What else? Today I'm talking about the fact that this big vitamin study that they're talking about proving that the science is in and it's over. Such bull. First of all, anyone who knows science says you can never say the science is in and it's over. That's the same as the global warming liars. There's a giant vendetta against natural products and foods to heal and to keep yourself healthy from the drug industry. Why do I say it? Because I actually went and read the article in the Annals of Internal Medicine. What a flawed study this is. The study itself says that the results are not valid because of the high dropout rate of those who were put on the vitamins. That's number one. Number two, they put them on multivitamins of the type you get in the drugstore, which are useless. Number three, there was no compliance. Don't read what CNN and Time magazine jumped on. It's garbage. Well, you know what? If you're a liberal, don't believe a word I'm saying to you. Don't take vitamins if you're a liberal. Please, do me a favor. Believe the liars. Don't take vitamins. They're useless. If you're a conservative, trust me. Take megavitamins. They'll keep you alive a lot longer. So I'll ask you a vitamin question, which is this. Would you continue to take vitamins after this fraudulent study published by CBS saying case is closed? Who do you believe? Who do you believe? CBS, CNN, or Michael Savage? Who do you believe? Dr. Michael Savage, who spent 40 years in this field and has a PhD sufficient to understand the study. I didn't say that I'm the greatest genius on earth, but I can read the study. I guarantee the schmucks at CBS and CNN who wrote this article at the behest of the drug peddlers can't even read the study and understand it. So that's number one. Radio host Michael Savage blocked from offering Snowden defense in UK. Sun activity at century low. All the while, the frauds, the tricksters, the Al Corleone crime family and syndicate continue to push the global warming scare and lie. It's astounding how they don't get stopped. Earth was warmer in Roman and medieval times. Another study came out. Now it's snowing in the Middle East. Snow hits Cairo first time in 100 years. Historic storm in Israel. And they're still giving lectures on global warming. 5 to 6 feet of snow in upstate New York, and the schmucks at the colleges, the liars, the progressive thieves, are talking about global warming. But let's stick to this. I'll read you the article. Host Savage blocked from offering Snowden defense in England. I'll read it to you, that's all. The famed Oxford Union in England has invited talk radio host Michael Savage to participate in a debate on whether or not fugitive National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden should be called a hero. There's only one hitch. As Savage pointed out in his reply to the invitation from the Oxford Union. The popular nationally syndicated San Francisco-based talk host was banned in 2009 from entering the United Kingdom by Prime Minister Gordon Brown's government, along with Muslim extremists and leaders of racist groups for, quote, seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts and fostering hatred, close quote. The government, however, has never specified what Savage has said that might threaten the nation's security. Savage replied Friday, while I am most honored to have been invited to speak at the Oxford Union, I am unable to enter the great nation of England. Official correspondence released under the UK's Freedom of Information Law revealed that the government banned the American talk host, who had given no indication he planned to ever travel to the country, because it wanted to use his name, quote, to provide balance to a least wanted list dominated by Muslim extremists. The invitation to Savage was extended Thursday evening through the talk host syndicator. We feel that you would offer fascinating and original insights on the motion and the phenomenon of whistleblowing at large, following your comments supporting Edward Snowden's leaks, they wrote. Snowden fled to Russia and received asylum in August after exposing highly classified programs in which the U.S. collects data on its citizens and important figures worldwide. Oxford Union wrote, as a talk show host who regularly discusses the importance of government transparency, Michael Savage, you are perfectly placed to discuss the difficult balance to be struck between individual privacy and national security. Close quote. Savage has called Snowden a patriot for exposing U.S. spying on citizens, distinguishing him from convicted U.S. Army soldier Bradley Manning, who Savage said had no altruistic intent. Close quote. In his reply, Savage said, if you can convince your government to correct this miscarriage of justice, and they will allow me to enter England, perhaps I could arrange a debate before your prestigious organization. Close quote. Savage has not yet heard back from the Oxford Union. By the way, later on, I sent another email offering to appear. I said, could you have me appear by Skype with an empty chair with a sign over it which says banned in Britain? You know, the Clint Eastwood job, an empty chair, and there's a TV monitor on it, and I'm in it on Skype, and it says above it, banned in Britain. I mean, that's good theater, isn't it? Very Shakespearean. Asked to comment on the Oxford invitation, Savage noted people now are, quote, living in fear that with the NSA spying and the increasing overbearing governments of the West, that very soon free speech will be limited, close quote. But that's nothing new, said Savage. Guess what? It's been going on since 2009 when I, Michael Savage, a member of the American media, was banned for no reason for entering the United Kingdom. Savage said he was assured that the ban would be lifted when David Cameron of the Conservative Party replaced Labour Party leader Brown as Prime Minister. It is now 2014, and I am still unable to access the great dental care and cuisine of England, Savage said. I guess Cameron turned out to be the Boehner of England. And then he goes on, Savage's Daily, The Savage Nation, has been one of the most popular talk radio shows in the U.S. for more than a decade. On January 1, his show will move to the coveted East Coast Drive Time Primetime, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on America's finest stations. Oxford's invitation is not the first time Savage has been asked to participate in a debate at an esteemed English society since the ban. And he goes on to the 09 Cambridge Union invitation, and the fact that in 1823 the Oxford Union has featured world figures such as Reagan, Cameron, Mother Teresa, and the Dalai Lama. I mean, this would be a great thing for me. That would cap off my career. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. 855-400-SAVAGE. Again, we'll go back to the main story of the day, and that is the vitamin story. Its case is closed. The first rule you learn in science is there are no absolutes. I learned that in the ninth grade. Apparently, they didn't teach that to the reporters at CBS and CNN. Whenever you hear case closed, you know it's a fraudulent study. It's propaganda. It's unbelievable. It's like the Lysenko affair in Russia, what's going on now in America. You have to understand what I just said to you. We have almost no science left in the country. It's all politics. So who do you believe? Well, I'm giving you my opinion, that's all, based only on 40 years of reading the literature. So if you want to believe a moron who went to the Columbia School of Lies, go ahead, believe it. Throw your vitamins in the garbage. I'm amazed that I get paid for doing what I do for a living. I mean, seeking the truth and my commitment to it is amazing how much I love this. As I say, some days are better than others. This is a good day. My inflexible perseverance in stating what I think is right is what keeps me going. And when I see a study like this, I've got to come in and step into the breach. It's also near the end of the dark year. The nighttime show will come to an end. I'll be off next week, but I come back for New Year's Eve. Mark it down. I am doing my last night show. I'm having a party on air New Year's Eve right on this time on this station. We're going to have an on-air party. I don't know who I'm inviting yet. Then January 2nd is the live drive time show. And to celebrate that, I had new pictures taken. Unbelievable. Go to michaelsavage.com. You want to see quality? There I am. Teddy's right next to me. He, you know, my dog is my co-pilot in this case. I mean, I believe in God, but saying dog is my co-pilot. There he is in the right seat. And we're both looking straight ahead with my hand on the wooden steering wheel of the old Jag. It's an incredible picture with boats in the background. My friend Dmitry Stroganov, the artist who painted Teddy, took the picture. It's astonishing. There's the new image for the new show. We're driving to drive time. And then I wanted to talk about real heavy-duty politics today, like McCain in the Ukraine. I've never seen anything as stupid as this man. McCain is either senile or worse. Something is very wrong with him, what he's doing with the Ukraine. This moron goes to the Ukraine and says that they should look to the West, not Russia. Now, we can debate this, but for an American meddler like this lunatic to do this again, after he tried it in Egypt and almost got lynched, they almost buried him in the Nile River for what he did. They overthrew the dictator that we put in power, Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood fanatic, and they said they'd rather have the military than our so-called stooge, Morsi. And McCain goes over there and tells him, oh, no, no, you want Morsi back. They almost threw him in the Nile. Now the old bum By the way, McCain is a shame to the McCain lineage. The grandfather was a great admiral. The father was a great admiral. These were great men. This one was the mental run to the litter. I've never seen anything like this guy. Something must have gone wrong. From setting off the rocket on the forest wall and killing all those men, he pressed the wrong button, whatever. All the way to now, he's still pressing the wrong button and setting off Zuni rockets on the political stage. This guy is a disaster. Do you remember what happened when the U.S. idiots tried to tell the Republic of Georgia to break away from Russia? Do you recall what happened? Does anyone know what happened? Remember, this was not too long ago? Well, Russia said, oh, yeah? Go ahead, make my day. A lot of people died. They didn't let Georgia break away. Again, McCain, the moron, is on the side of idiocy. Again, idiocy. Idiocy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Have you ever... Something's wrong. I feel good tonight. It's the old Buddy Hackett joke. I don't know what's wrong. I can't ascribe it to anything, a change in my diet. I don't know what it is. I feel good, and something's wrong. I don't get it. The news is horrendous. The world is aflame because of Obama's insanity. Democracy, they call it. Libya's on fire. It's reduced to tribalism. Egypt almost fell into the Nile and the Mediterranean because of Obama's insanity. Syria's on fire because of these insane people. Now they're trying to push the Ukraine to look to the West and join the EU, not Russia. And that idiot McCain sure gets around. My God, what is he on? Who's his doctor? I mean, what do they have this guy on? Does he not understand what he did with all of the other mistakes he made? What can I tell you? I have a question about Ukrainian women. They're known to be amongst the most exotically beautiful women on the planet. Everyone knows that. This, you know, like stunning. But if you look back, like post-war, Stalin era, why did they all look like babushkas, 195 to 235 pounds? What is a dietary change? Are they all on chlorophyll now? How did this happen? Anything, the thing about beautiful women like that is pretty clear anyway. At 18, they can stun you. Your legs go out from under you. By the time they're 40, they still look like Stalin's housewife with a babushka, no matter what you do. No matter what they take, it's still the same thing. You know, at 18, anyone can be beautiful at 18. Get back to me when they're 45. Babushka City. Stalin's housewife. Horrible. But I want to ask you about the vitamins and the gecko party, the 80th party up on the hill there. How do you feel about this? These Gulfstream liberals espousing progressive ideas while living the opposite. Talking about vegan diets and feasting on lamb chops. Telling us to let in 30 million illegal aliens. I didn't see any in the pictures. I didn't see any illegal aliens except perhaps the waiters at the party. Yeah, they kept them in the back outside of the mansion. Unbelievable hypocrisy, Mr. Voltaire. I tell you, things do not change. And then we got the other story of the fake Mandela signer. He was only a few feet from our president. And he helped set two men on fire with necklacing in South Africa 10 years ago or so. He put them around rubber tires around them, threw gasoline on them, set them on fire, and watched them scream. And he's a faker. He flapped his hands around and spoke gibberish, which, of course, unto itself is what I thought our president does every time he speaks. But nevertheless, the Mandela signer was a few feet from our president. Where was the CIA? Where was the NSA? Are they busy spying on you and me? They didn't know who this guy was while Obama was taking a selfie of himself? But I'll tell you the truth. The reason you want to call tonight has nothing to do with any of this. It's the old adage of the pebble in the shoe. What do I mean by the pebble in the shoe? Well, let the envious and the ignorant ridicule Michael Savage. Those loyalists amongst you who listen to me nightly understand you're going to get some valuable advice tonight about vitamins, which I've already given you generically. But you'll hear from the listeners themselves and their experience with vitamins, despite the propaganda being put out by the drug peddlers who are telling them, case closed, throw your vitamins away. And by the way, I don't sell vitamins. People said, Savage, why don't you put out a Savage vitamin? You know, I don't. I could. I could put out like a single vitamin with everything in it. I could make money with it. I don't want to. I don't need like O'Reilly's suits by whatever, suits by Hecky Freeman. I mean, must you take every dime that's on the table? Must you have a television show and not pay for a suit? I never saw such cheapness like this. What, did this guy grow up that poor that he needs a free suit? So it's the same thing. How much money do you need? A floor mat, a hairdo, a this, a constitution, a wig, if you flip it over, you have the Bill of Rights in it. They're all like this. There doesn't seem to any limit to how much money they need to make. It's not that I'm wealthier than them. How much do you need in life? Must you sell? Anyway, you get the picture. No, I don't want to sell vitamins right now. Not at all.
Savage.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
400-7282. And we're talking about the fact that the radio host Michael Savage and myself, yours truly, blocked from offering Snowden defense in UK. If you're new to the story, it's an amazing story. There's no other member of the American media banned from entering Britain. That's a story. That's a very big story. You could say, so what? It's a big, not a big deal. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. What if a liberal were banned from entering a country? What would you say about that? You'd be outraged, wouldn't you? Where are all the First Amendment loudmouths on Prozac from Manhattan who sell the First Amendment like a Bill of Rights, who make their living on the First Amendment to get drug dealers off and pornographers, really? How about when it comes to real speech that's not pornographic? Okay? See, everything is everything. I spent about $400,000. Many of you contributed to the Legal Defense Fund, and I was ripped off by lawyers in England, and Cameron did nothing. The lawyers just took my money and ran, okay? So that was that. So here I live with it. So what? What are you going to do? More or less forgot it, and life has moved on. Now in January, I begin a new life, a new radio life, a new broadcast life, a new writer's life, and we move on. We move on. We keep going. We go forward. If you get stuck in the past, you know, if you look back on your life, if you get stuck with any one fight, and I know people who are stuck like with something that happened to them when they were children, you can't move on. You get crippled. And it's the same in your professional life. You can't let one setback stymie you. You go on. And when you're young, it's very hard to understand this because it's so overwhelming to think you have to hire lawyers and I'm afraid and what's it going to do to me and who can afford it. And then you can't let that stop you. You got to keep looking. I taught my children something, and I learned it from the Native American people who I studied when I was very young. When I was writing Earth Medicine, I was very deeply into herbal medicine. They had a saying, look to the mountaintop. And I'll never forget when my kids were children, when they could understand you. I would walk in the back of a certain valley in California, and I said to them, always, no matter how dark things get in your life, remember what the Indians taught us. Look to the mountaintop. And they said, Daddy, what do you mean by that? And I said, no matter how dark the valley may be, look to the mountaintop. Because once you climb to that mountaintop, you'll be able to look down and see where your freedom is. Well, I don't know whether it entered their minds or not, but I know that it certainly was important for me to understand. And I have still walked in the valley of the shadow of much darkness in my psychological life. But I continue to look to the mountaintop. And to me, January 1st, January 2nd is a new mountaintop. I'm slogging in a valley right now. I'm in the darkness. I've been in the darkness for a year now. But I see a new mountaintop on the horizon. I'm walking towards it. And that's where I hope you'll be with me on that mountaintop on January 2nd. That is my new mountaintop. That's my new Mount Zion. And from there it all begins. And we'll see where that goes. Who knows where it goes? Yeah, well, I'm reading the comments here. Haters jumped on already. Yeah, what is this saying? Oh, Mr. Savage, I want you to know that the only thing that awaits you in England are charges of blasphemy against Islam. England is gone. Judges are now ruling based on Sharia law. Stop pining for it. It's a rotting corpse. The government, top to bottom, are owned by Saudi Arabia's little caliphate. They trained 2,000 Al-Qaeda insurgents in their own backyard to kill Christians in Syria. Not in some far-off land like Obama, but in their own cities. Don't go there, Savage. Stay away. The only thing great about England is that they aren't big enough to matter when the Muslims decide to use them as a mosque fortress of attack. Ooh! Others say I should go. Although Savage may face difficulty in England, should go and attack the strong point with cheer and gusto. No, I won't go. I will never go there. I will never go there. Savage was on a list of 16 people banned from entry because the government believed their views might provoke violence, close quote, but someone wrote, but the Muslims who cut the heads off of soldiers don't provoke violence? Unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable. Well, there's the haters already. They don't even understand what they're talking about, but they're attacking without even knowing they're attacking themselves because they're attacking free speech and attacking the First Amendment and attacking the right to speak your mind without provoking violence. I mean, you could say anyone's provoking violence by speaking the truth. You speak truth to power. They could say, you're provoking violence. I therefore arrest you. You don't know that, then you know nothing about the history of the Magna Carta or the First Amendment. You're not worthy of your citizenship. You ought to move to Uganda. That's where you belong. San Francisco ought to become an appendage of Uganda for what it's worth, the freedom here, the freedom of speech. But, you know, England has no written constitution with free speech. That I happen to know. There is no First Amendment in England. Did you know that? See, this is something Americans don't understand. There is no First Amendment protection in England. They live in a sort of quasi-police state to begin with. 855-400-7282. All right, look, it's a sickening story, that's all. Why dwell on it? What's the difference? It's gut-wrenching when you think about it. It's gut-wrenching when you think about it. If you'd like to comment on this or any other topic, there's a lot of news out there that we can talk about, 855-407-282. How do you feel about that? How do you like the fact that I'm banned? Are you one of those good progressives who hates the First Amendment when it applies to your political opponents? Is that it? In other words, the First Amendment only applies to your left-wing louts, your big-mouth socialist mouths. Are the only ones that should be protected by the First Amendment, not the right-wingers who you don't like? You don't understand the first thing then about what the First Amendment's all about, by the way. I hope this isn't bumming you out. I mean, what should we be talking? What, does everything have to be ha-ha and happy and funny and this and horns and Hong Kong? What kind of life is this? Everything has to be funny. What's the reality shows that are fake? The clowns, the fake shows. The miners that aren't miners, prospectors aren't prospectors, pig farmers aren't pig farmers. It's an explosion of it's like the ticket that exploded that Henry Miller wrote about. It's the ticket that exploded. It's craziness. None of it's real. Reality shows that are fake. All the lives in America seem to be fake. It's the hollow man all over again. The hollow man. They're all hollow men, fake tough guys with tattoos on all of these shows. Repo Man. A real Repo Man is going to do what he does. Oh, it's for fake like a wrestling match. Repo Man. Repo Man, I got to watch a slob with tattoos on his nose. Irish listener, WFTL, in the land of the free and the home of the bagel. Kieran, welcome from Florida on FTL. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Kieran?
Michael, you have to fight this fight. I'm Irish. I live in South Florida. I actually wrote to Jackie Smith on your behalf.
Ah, wait. And I'm sure she answered you.
I got no response, but I tell you, I...
Well, wait a minute. You do know Jackie Smith was shortly thereafter condemned for her husband billing pornography to the taxpayer. Remember that one?
I do remember. I follow British politics closely, and I follow you very closely. And I would love to get you to go to Ireland. I actually have some very good contacts with the universities in Dublin, and I think we could create quite a storm if you headed over there and... We could create a debate in Dublin and could prove that you need to have the right to free speech in Europe. And you could.
That's very interesting. Yeah, Ireland is still freer than England, isn't it?
Bizarrely so. I mean, this ban, and I'm disgusted. I'm a long-time conservative supporter. I'm disgusted at Cameron not overturning that ban when he took office after Brown was kicked out. So I've been following you for... this for a couple of years. I had a dinner party in England where I played your radio show on podcast to my English liberal friends, and we had quite a night.
Oh my God, English liberal friends. You mean the suicidal English liberal friends who have turned their country into Londonistan and they're treated like doormats in their own nation, where soldiers are slashed to ribbons in the street by Muslims from Africa who say that they're entitled to do it because they're at war with the people of England, and they're not kicked out of the country, nor their cohorts, nor the mosque in which they pray is not investigated by the fabulous Brits. Let's move on. Let us move on. Remember what we're talking about. They wanted me to come there and debate the issue of Snowden is a hero. I don't know which side they wanted him to take, by the way. I think I was going to say he's somewhat of a hero, not a traitor. Now, that story unto itself is worthy of discussion, but again, I want to put out a request to anyone who may know anyone who knows how to get to Mr. Snowden and those controlling that data. I read that only 3% of Snowden's files he lifted have been released. I would wonder, I'm just wondering, thinking out loud, I have no control over it, so it won't affect me in a sense. Is there any reference to Michael Savage in those files, in the NSA files? If they're snooping on everyone, what would they possibly have about my being banned under Gordon Brown? I mean, it'd be interesting to see. It's a story unto itself that should be historically interesting to people who are interested in free speech. The First Amendment, it's a piece of history. It's certainly a piece of history. It could be an entire PhD thesis for somebody. That's what I think. I'll be right back. The time is marching on.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. See, here's what I want you to understand. If you're a liberal, I want you to believe CNN and not take any vitamins. If you are a liberal, I want you to believe CNN and throw away all your vitamins on the assumption it's a waste of money. Please, do Michael Savage a favor if you're a liberal. Throw all your vitamins down the toilet. If you love America, I suggest you continue to take megavitamins. I went past the headlines. I'm the only one in the media who can do it, in the sense that the others are not in this field, and I have been in it for many years, 40 years. And when I cast my eye over the actual study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, the researchers themselves said that the study itself is not reliable. Why? Because of the noncompliance of the subjects in the study. Did you hear what I'm saying? In other words, they did the study themselves, the people, the doctors, not the schmucks at CBS, not the illiterate, the science illiterates at CNN, who said multivitamin researchers say case is closed after studies find no health benefits. That unto itself is a mark of ignorance. The first rule of science is no case is ever closed. So when you see a bunch of shills like this, shills for the drug industry, who tell you vitamins are no good, soda is no good, salt is no good, but marijuana is great, and all sorts of prescription drugs are wonderful. They're drug peddlers. So CBS, CNN jump on the study and say, case is closed after studies find no health benefits. Well, the statement itself is unscientific. All scientists know that no case is closed. It's the same BS that you heard about global warming. Case is closed. Man is causing global warming. How many times did you hear that from the fraudsters? So, as I say, if you're a liberal, don't believe a word I'm saying. Throw your vitamins down the toilet. I want you to believe CBS and CNN. I want you to stop wasting your money. I want you to throw your vitamins in the toilet if you're a liberal. On the other hand, if you're a reasonable, rational human being, you will listen to what I'm about to tell you. The scientists and medical doctors who did the study themselves, check out the Annals of Internal Medicine where the study actually appeared, not this written by the idiots at CBS. They said the noncompliance amongst the subjects was so great that the study had no validity, basically. Now, number two, this is the same thing that the Mayo Clinic did years ago. The Mayonnaise Clinic, again, is a tool of the AMA and of the drug establishment. The Mayonnaise Clinic years ago tried to disprove the great genius of our time in medicine, Linus Pauling, and they did so in, of course, a fraudulent way. The Mayo Clinic said that they did a controlled study of vitamin C, et cetera, and they found it have no use whatsoever. What they didn't tell you was the dosage was too low, number one, and the source and quality of vitamin C was never described. That is like saying driving a certain car is the same as driving every other car. Vitamins differ in quality just as does booze, whether it be scotch. You could buy $5 scotch or $500 scotch. So why shouldn't the same thing be true in vitamins? Not all vitamins are the same. So the quality, is it active or inactive? Was the vitamin C active or not active? We don't know. So the same with this study. We have no idea if the vitamins were valid. Maybe they were sitting in the back of a truck in Mexico in the heat, in 110-degree heat for a year before they used them in the study. Would you know that? No. Therefore, the study is flawed. So I'm giving you a little version of it. Here's something I want to move on to. A new survey came out from Rasmussen, which said that, well, okay, survey of 1,000 adults by Rasmussen, person of the year, December 11th, 12th, 2013. Whom do you consider the most influential person in 2013? Number one was Pope Francis. Number two, Barack Obama. Number three, Ted Cruz. Number four, Edward Snowden. Number five, Vladimir Putin. John Boehner, Chris Christie, Miley Cyrus, Kate Middleton, Angela Merkel, Malala Yousafzai, Kathleen Sebelius at 1%. And then it goes down to, you know, George Zimmerman at 0%. No, I'm serious. It is. So he said, Pope Francis, 23%. Barack Obama, 21%. Okay, presidents are popular. Ted Cruz, 11%. He's jumped out of the pack. So I have a question for you. Do you think Ted Cruz can beat Hillary Clinton in 2016? Simple, straightforward, clean, basic. Can Ted Cruz beat Hillary Clinton in 2016 and tell me why? But what I really want to talk about is something with some meat to it, which is the Ukraine situation. Because once again, McCain is meddling in affairs that he has no reason meddling in. He's a U.S. senator. What the heck is he meddling in Russian affairs for? Do you realize what this idiot is doing? Well, first of all, let's play McCain in clip four. He goes to the Ukraine and tells them to break away from Russia and join the EU. Listen to clip four.
We are here together speaking for the American people.
You are not, you fraudulent, you shillelagh.
Because your peaceful process and peaceful protest.
You lying, double-talking warmonger.
And inspiring the world. Ukraine will make Europe better, and Europe will make Ukraine better.
What a demagogue, warmonger.
This is your moment.
You
the
liar.
Free world is with you. America is with you. I am with you.
Who the heck do you think you are, you Zuni rocket shooter, you? What do you mean, I am with you? First of all, McCain, you don't speak for the American people. You speak for a very small minority of the American people, mainly the weapons manufacturers who want a war with Russia. That's number one. Number two, you idiot, you tried this with the Republic of Georgia, and it led to many deaths because Russia said, go ahead, make my day, and they invaded Georgia. You remember that, you moron? You forgot that? You went to Egypt, you fraud, you. After the Egyptians overthrew our stooge, Morsi, and you said, you have no right to overthrow our stooge, Morsi. Where did that get you, McCain? I'm shocked that he gets away with this. The man should be committed to a mental hospital. He should be treated by the mayonnaise clinic. He should be put on a lifetime. I don't know what to say about this man. He's a lunatic. He is a man who's so crazy right now that I'm sure liberals all of a sudden love him. I'm positive McCain is suddenly, you know, taking on love. McCain, Ukraine. So do you understand anything about the Ukraine? Does anyone out there have any idea what's going on and want to comment on it? Because I know a lot about it. And the fact is that this would be a disaster for the world, for the Ukrainian nation to join the EU. Number one, the EU lied to them when they said they'd give them X billion dollars if they join the EU. The EU doesn't have the money to give them. So tell me what is going to be exported from the Ukraine to the EU. I spoke with a Russian. You know what he said in his droll Russian way? Michael, they will export prostitutes and waiters to London. He said that to me. That is their national product. This is unbelievable to me that McCain thinks he has that kind of brain. It's unbelievable to me. Listen to clip six now, John McCain on the Ukraine.
But I think the other aspect of this is that this is a country that's in really bad economic shape. And they need an IMF loan, and they need assistance. And
here we go.
If they turn back to Russia, I think that the consequences that they believe would happen would be rather serious. By the way, there's several hundred thousand people. I've heard estimates between 200,000 and a half a million that you can hear in the background here. And I'm telling you, it's cold here.
You moron, you. You know, you are so stupid, McCain, that you're ready for a radio show. That's not a self-put-down. This guy is so dumb, he's ready to become a fill-in for Hannity. I mean, this guy has achieved that level of idiocy, and his syntax is almost that of Hannity. What he just said is that he'd be a perfect fill-in for the holidays, for Wallbanger. It made no sense. It jumped all over the map. I couldn't believe what he just said. But let's get serious for a minute. McCain is not my competition. McCain is a competition to anything real and sane in the world. How do you feel about John McCain going there and saying he speaks for the American people? That's number one. I'm outraged. Number two, do you think the Ukraine should join the EU or Russia? Number three, do you agree with me that we have experience of what will happen if they join the EU, which is what Russia did to Georgia when they tried to break away? Do you remember that? Do you remember what happened? I remember what happened. People died. It was horrible. And so it's going to happen again. Vladimir Putin's not letting them break away and join the corrupt EU. That's number three. Number four, this nonsense about democracy has gotten us in hot water across the entire Arab Crescent. Democracy has led to the ascendancy of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups.
Savage.